Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Oh, hello, Alice.
Hello, 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 hello.
Happy double new year to you,
yes,
my friend.
Happy double, I said double happy double new year because Gong Hi Fa Choi, it is Lunar New Year, a fabulous time to celebrate the year of the rabbit.
Woohoo.
Which is very exciting. I tried to do an exercise with my friends for our reunion sort of lunch the other day where I was like, go around and say what you'll be letting go of and what you're excited for the year of the rabbit in relation to the rabbit, the characteristics of the rabbit. And it was all like, is nice and fierce and I was just like, I think this is generic. I love Chinese zodiacs, but make of it what you will.
Exactly. Well, it's lovely to have you back in the studio for a fresh year, a bunch of great things going on, and some cool theatre. On the line from Belgium, I believe, we've got Julia Croft. Kia ora, Julia. How are you?
Kia ora, how are you going?
Good. Am I correct in thinking you are in Belgium at the moment?
I am indeed. I'm in very, very cold Brussels.
Oh, very, very cold indeed. What's the temperature? What's the weather? Have you got some snow outside?
We had some snow on the weekend. We hit 2 degrees today, I think, was the high.
Oh, gorgeous. So chilly and lovely.
Just gorgeous.
Yes, gorgeous. Julia, it's so fabulous to be able to talk to you today about Fola. And I know it's a project that this is a legacy. Oh, I mean, I think some people sometimes get uncomfortable about the notion of legacy. But also it's an annual curated offering that yourself and Nisha Madan have been working on for how many years? What year is this year for Fola?
This will be, year two. So okay. We tried to put it on at the end of 20... No, that's not true. We tried to put it on the end of 2021. And then we tried again at the beginning of 2022. And here we are finally, knock on wood, birthing it into the world beginning of 23.
It. Very long pregnancy. Now, we keep on talking about Fola. Of course, we're talking about the Festival of Live Art. And talk to us a little bit about this year, thematically or conceptually, what is carrying the artists and the work and the processes through?
Well, I think a whole bunch of things. We've all kind of gripped on by our fingernails and dragged ourselves to the finish line. But I think when I look at the program now, there's like a real sense of joy in a lot of the work that people are making, a little bit of a sense of abandon or glee in being able to be with each other and be in a space together and make stuff that is in front of you and is sexy and is filled with energy and a bit of anarchy and a whole lot of love, I reckon.
Nice.
We love all of those things. Imagine if that was a dating profile, eh? Like, I'm joyful, there's abundance, it's anarchy. I would love
absolutely popping right on that on my Bumble as we speak.
I've heard Hinge is the way to go. So talk to us a little bit about also live art. So when we're talking about live art or experimental art, what is your view on what that art form is or what makes it what is essential component to make it a live art / experimental art piece?
Well, I don't think there's anything essential about it, and that's part of the reason I love it. I think part of it is resisting those definitions that come with quite strict rules of what is theatre or what is dance. Mm-hmm. It's being a bit playful about what genre is and what it even means, if it means anything. Mm-hmm. So to me, I guess it's just any work that doesn't comfortably sit within any of those sort of conventional genres like theatre or dance or music, but is like stealing bits from other disciplines. It's playing slightly outside of or between disciplines. It's a bit interdis, it's a bit multi-dis, it's a bit transdisciplinary.
Oh, yes.
But yeah. Is really interested in the fact that there are bodies in a space with you while you're performing. It's really prioritising that meeting or that connection, I think, between an artist and an audience, which certainly for me is what I've been sorely lacking in my life in the last 3 years. I want to sit in more theatres with more people that look me straight in the face and perform with me, not at me. And I think that's what live art is.
Yeah, that's such a great great observation or insight there, Julie, because I think about, you know, in the gallery, how the viewer can be voyeuristic or can actually walk past a work without engaging. And in the theatre, you can be a passive audience member where you're sort of, you're also not even a voyeur, you're just watching something where you're like, I might as well not be here.
Yeah.
So that relationship between audience, spectator, participant, whatever you want to label that, and the vessel for the performance, whether that's a performer, a facilitator, whatever you want to call it, is really special. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's interactive, eh? Like, it could be that you're going along to works and you are watching something happen in real time, real space, without having to kind of get in there and get sort of grubby, would you say?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I love live art. I've got mixed feelings about participation, if I'm honest, as an audience member. But of the works we've got, they're mostly not interactive. Mostly you can sit there, but the performer knows you're there, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We're in it together. We're co-conspirators, as my beautiful co-curator Nisha Matan would say.
Yeah, gorgeous. Now, it intersects with the festival is running from the 14th to the 18th of to the 19th of February. That also intersects with Pride this year and some of the offerings that Pride have. Talk to me about the there is a strong queer, I would say there's a really strong queer, I don't even call it like a narrative or an agenda. It's just the queerness of this festival is definitely here. And you've got Sad Boy that's coming over. Do you want to talk a little bit about those queer artists that you're representing and platforming through the festival?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think to me, live art, like I said before, has a kind of characteristic as a genre. I'm doing that in inverted commas. That it is resisting the mainstream, it is challenging and playing with the mainstream, and I think, and it refuses to be pinned down into exactly one definition. So I think knowing that, it's really unsurprising to me that internationally a lot of live artists are queer artists and vice versa. So we're really, really excited to be under the Pride program.
Yeah, great.
And we've got some really rad queer artists coming over. Two international artists that Pride has supported us to bring over. One is an artist called Panos Malaktos, who's an artist from Cyprus originally, but I saw his work here in Brussels, and it's a work called Sad Boy that is so good. I was like air punching as I was leaving the theatre. You know that feeling like there's so much energy after a show, I didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So I was just sort of with a friend going, yeah, 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 punching
so
the air.
That's
so good. Oh, it was so good. And then we've got another incredible work by an artist called Daily Rangi, who's an Aotearoa Australia based artist, who's bringing over their work Takatāpui, which is a lot darker, it's subversive, it's gritty, it is doing some spectacular things with microphones and loop pedals, which I really love in a work. And Takatāpui is on our opening night, and Sad Boy is on the Thursday the 16th. So we're utterly grateful to Pride for helping us bring over these two examples of absolute queer excellence for a Tamaki audience.
Awesome. Oh gosh, you know, it's really lovely also to see there being partnerships across the sector here in Tamaki Makaurau, because obviously it's been a little bit wobbly.
So, it's been a time.
Yeah, we love some fruitful partnerships. We're going to be talking to Fola artists over the next few weeks.
Awesome.
So this is just giving us a little bit of a taster. But
just an overview.
Yeah, I would highly suggest go online, either go to basement.co.nz or fola.co.nz. and actually check out the full program, and then you'll be able to hear some of the ideas and the processes behind these artists' work over the course of the next few weeks.
Amazing.
Julia, thank you so much for the chats. I'm so sad that you're not here in person, but hopefully you'll get to grace our presence soon.
Yes, I'm flying home in just over a week.
Yay!
And I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Put me in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll thaw you out. It's pretty hot down here at the moment.
Yeah.
Julia, thank you so much for your time. Alice, lovely to have you back in the studio.
Always
as well.
Always a pleasure.
We'll see you in the theatre and we'll see you next week. Ka kite.
Awesome. Ka kite.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.